This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. We bring you these studies on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And in our last study there, we were looking at the faith of Moses' parents. Oh, Moses' parents, how they believed the Lord. They believed it, and they knew it was about time for the Lord to deliver the Hebrews out of the land of Egypt. And they took God at his word, and they believed that. And I just asked you at this time, you know, we have faith is a big subject these days. Well, if you had any faith, I heard a leading Pentecostal preacher say one morning on the radio, he said, if my mother would have had any faith at all, she wouldn't have died. She just recently passed away. And I felt so sorry for that fella. He's still going strong. But I wondered what he did with the verse of scripture that says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. There is a point under man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. See, those fellas relegate all those scriptures to the scrap heap, and then they get out there and holler, turn your faith loose. I've seen those people on the radio, the charismatic people, turn your faith loose, turn your faith loose. They proclaim all this faith healing stuff, and one of them gets sick and don't get healed. Well, he didn't have no faith. He wouldn't trust the Lord for his healing. They meet each other and say, you get your healing yet? No, my friend, I'm not making fun of divine healing. I know the Lord's healed sinners. I know that. But it's not through the method that we see now on the television and in these televangelists and all this stuff, romping and stomping and taking up big offerings. Oh, my friend, I know the background of some of those things. I've been to those tents where they backed them ambulance up to the side, brought a fella in there and so-called healed him. He got up and walked. There wasn't nothing wrong with him to start with. Oh, my friend, just go back and look at the ones of them that have fallen by the wayside and then come right on back. People take them right on back. They fall into perverseness. They fall into homosexuality. They fall into gross sin, idolatry, and fornication. Come right on back. Go off there about a week and come right on back. That's the depths of Satan. That's the depths of Satan. You want to read something? I have a little book here by Pastor Shelton entitled The Depths of Satan. You write me, I'll send it to you free and postpaid. And if you don't like it, I'll give you money back. I will. I'll send it to you in the mail. Take money out of my pocket and mail it to you free and postpaid. Just a little booklet, about 20 pages. And it'll bring something to your heart and eyes that you've never seen before, The Depths of Satan. And then we have another, and I'll send it with it, The Trail of Satan. Oh, my friend, do you know anything about Satan? Maybe we ought to just take time here. Satan is a prince in the power of the air, my friend, just where you live. It may be in the Rocky Mountains out there where it's so pretty and so nice and cool. You may be up there in Appalachia where everything seemingly dead and the old coal mines are smoking. Satan is a king, is a prince in the power of this air, my friend. If you're not saved, he's your father. If you married an unsaved woman, he's your father-in-law. My friend, I tell you, we need to take stock. We just need to take stock. I tell my folks here, I just don't have the words. I don't have the wisdom. I don't have the knowledge how to expose error. And that's what we do here on the Old Trailblazer. We expose error. If a man write me and say, what is the error you're talking about, Pastor? I said, I'm talking about this easy believingism stuff where a man goes down to the front and shakes hand with a preacher and calls that salvation. That's error, my friend. Where a pastor calls up folks to come on up and get the Holy Spirit. And that's error, my friend. That's error. That's error. That's error. And that's what we do, expose it. But I tell you, without fear of a contradiction, that's error. But let's get back to our study. We're looking at the faith of Moses' parents, and they believed God. They believed God, just like Abraham did. Old Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Can you imagine that? The Lord thought so much of Abraham, I guess you'd call it, or his faith, that he said it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Let's go back. We saw where it was 80 years from the birth of Moses until the Hebrew children would start out of the land of Egypt. And having that promise of the covenant, they believed that covenant. They believed it. Do you believe it, my friend? They believed they were going out. Then God, by special revelation, made known unto them, here's my leader. Here's my leader. I was thinking about how it come about that they left Egypt. Did you know that there was not one hoof left in Egypt? Not one animal that belonged to the Hebrew children? That was a mass believing on God's word. When the word went out to catch up the lamb, hold it up and then kill it, roast it behind the closed doors and take the blood and sprinkle it on the doorpost. It was every home, my friend, every home, every family. Not just, you know, now you couldn't get people to do that. They wouldn't believe you. If you told them the world was coming to end tomorrow, no, I wouldn't believe you. No, they wouldn't believe you. But they believed the Lord when the word went out. And here was Moses. He was the leader of God's people. All right, then, on the basis that they defied the king's orders, while other mothers and dads had to surrender their babies to be killed, they hid this child for 3 months. That's the only way you can understand it, my friend. That's the only way you can understand how people live and defy the world. Here's a family. Here's an individual in that family. Now, you take an individual in the family and in a hostile toward the gospel, the Lord reaches down and saves that one. He stands out for the Lord, gives a testimony of a living Lord. They walk moment by moment with the Lord, believe in the Lord. They're misunderstood, they're cursed, they're vilified. They are, and they had to go through persecution, and they're treated cruelly because of their stand for the Lord. Now, remember that verse, it says, the Lord speaking said, if they persecuted you, they persecuted me first. Don't that give you hope, my friend? If you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake, just remember our Lord was persecuted first. And listen, why do they do it? What's back of all that persecution thing? It's because folks are living by faith. They believe the word. They don't go up to the world. They see there's nothing there. It's faith in a living Lord. Now, would you tell me something? Let me just get your attention a minute. Would you sit up and listen? You know why you have said, listen, that you have no desire to go back to the world, believer? Why? There's that faith. Faith in God's promise that he'll do what he said he'd do. There's that faith in God's judgment. He'll do what he says he'll do. Now, you may not believe it. We said in our last study that the wrath of God hangs over your head. You better believe that, my friend. You can believe that. You can believe God's sure promise. There's a fear of God in your heart. That's it. That's the only thing that holds an individual. Why don't you go out in the world and take your fill of sin tonight, son? There's that fear of God in your heart, tying you to the word. You believe the word, and it's molding your life. You say you don't have that assurance that God has saved you? I don't know. Maybe you have, or maybe you don't. Whether you do or not, or whether you don't, it's faith. Faith in the word. That's the thing that's holding you. Otherwise, you'd be gone. We have a dear soul up in one of our mission places, and I've heard her say, if it had not been for the Lord, I'd have been a goner. I'd be a goner. That's an old country style. We'd be a goner. My friend, the old trailblazer would have been a goner a long time ago if it had not been for the grace of God. It would. Listen, that's the thing that's holding you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there. It's faith. Faith in his word. Do you believe God's word, my friend? If you don't, ask the Lord to break that unbelief in your heart. Did you know the Lord is angry with your unbelief? I believe the Lord hates unbelief more than he does a harlot or a fornication. I believe he does. I believe it's worse than homosexuality. I do. I just believe that. Here he is. Here is the Lord God of heaven, gracious, giving us his Bible, giving us his word, giving us faithful pastors and preachers and teachers, and folks just won't believe it. Well, that's just the Bible, they say. That's just the Bible, old trailblazer. That's the Old Testament. Well, that's just the New Testament. No, no, my friend. Listen, listen. Now, if you don't get anything else out of this study, we're getting close to time, but I want you to see that one thing tonight or this morning, wherever you are, that there was this home where the father and the mother believed the word of God. All right, God told them. Said, now you hold that child here for 3 months. And when the 3 months are up, they built a little ark, a little boat, and they put a child in it by faith. By faith. They put it in there by faith. By faith they built the ark. That's what the scripture said. By faith they built the ark. By faith they put that child in it. By faith they put it out there in the Nile River, my friend. Why? God told them to do it. And they believed him and they obeyed him. They believed him and they obeyed him. Just like Abraham, when the Lord told him to take Isaac up there on Mount Moriah and 3 days' journey and sacrifice him, Abraham, he didn't hesitate. He took two of his servants and took the fire and took the wood and took his son got there, and he said, "You boys, stay here now. The lad and I will go yonder and come up again." Did you ever catch that part of that promise? He said, "The lad and I will go yonder and come again." Now, my friend, do you have that kind of faith? The Lord give it to you. Abraham knew he was coming back. He knew his son, if he slew him there on the mountain, the Lord raised him up. Because he said that the lad and I will go yonder and sacrifice and come again. Well, by faith. By faith. And then the scripture says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. I guess they could have had all kind of doubts and fears and goosebumps and all of that. But listen, and no one to take care of him. They thought about that child. Darkness come over there. Crocodiles there moving around among those lilies and so forth. They might have said they'll tear him all to pieces. But it was by faith they believed. By faith they acted. We're going to go back in that just a moment in our next study. I'm not having time to do what I'd like to do there. But I asked you in your life, you folks there in our radio land, you folks there on our internet, you folks who hear the Trailblazer broadcast, do you believe God's word? I'm going to ask you that question. I'm going to leave that question with you. Do you believe God's word at all? The scripture says, "He that believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved." I'm telling you, my friend, salvation, the Lord never made salvation so hard you can't trust him. The Lord is trustworthy. Did you ever hear of that statement? Trustworthy. You and I not trustworthy. And don't trust the old Trailblazer. I'll fail you every time. I will, my friend. Circumstances come up, I'll fail you. And just like old Jacob, he was an old liar, old supplanter. You couldn't trust him, especially till the Lord saved him there at Bethel. But, oh, my friend, the time gets away so rapidly when you're enjoying God's word. And I just hope that you are hearing these messages. If you would, write me, let me hear from you. Tell me if you're hearing over the internet. Go there on our website, radiomissions.org, and you can see how to hear the Trailblazer any day, any hour of the day or night. If you can't find it, you call me. Air code 225-664-8658. And I'll get on the phone and tell you how to do it. And then I asked my folks here yesterday, tell the folks back across the fence, call in, call over there. You got neighbors where you drink coffee with each other or drink tea. Tell them the old Trailblazer comes on at such and such a time. I'd like for you to hear that old scoundrel. He's an old corn pone, but he's telling God's word. He's telling you the truth. So you folks, and then holler over and tell him, remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org.